Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A good decision from the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia siding with President Donald Trump with regards to the ban on so-called transgender people in the military. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a three-judge panel in the District of Columbia on the Court of Appeals wrote, quote, in light of the substantial constitutional arguments and the apparent showing that the policy accommodates at least some of the plaintiff's interest, we think that the public interest weighs in favor of dissolving the injunction. What they did was, the case is not over, but a lower court ultimately issued a court order blocking President Trump's policy regarding transgender people serving in the military, blocked it. And now that was appealed, and the Court of Appeals said, no, we're going to lift that injunction, and this policy will be able to go into effect, which is a great sign. The case will still be litigated, Matt, but this is a good sign. The court agreed with the Trump administration that the former Defense Secretary James Mattis plan is not just simply devoid of rational evidence, but that, in fact, they studied this issue and they came to this decision for the best of the military.
And let's be clear on what we mean by transgender people being banned from the military. That's kind of the language that the LGBT activists and the left use. That's really not reality. What we're talking about here isn't anyone being banned from the military. Any biological male, any biological female that otherwise meets the criterion necessary to join the military can join the military. All this does is say that people who are either pretending or think that they're a woman or a man when they're the opposite sex cannot share barracks with people of the opposite sex, cannot shower alongside people of the opposite sex in the military, cannot dress in the uniforms of people of the opposite sex, and so forth. So that's what we're talking about. Even these people who identify as transgender can join the military so long as they adhere to reality that they are either male or female. So that's the reality.
You're also talking about the hormone drugs and the plastic surgery and all that kind of stuff. They can't, you know, they can't be pursuing that either.
No.
Yeah. And in fact, you know, this memorandum from the president that was ultimately studied and proposed by the Department of Defense under Secretary of Defense James Mattis, it didn't disqualify people who had the gender confusion. It simply said that they could serve according to their own biological sex.
Yeah.
But what happened was there was a substantial risk, the memo found, if you have a military personnel, a man, for example, who wants to, quote, change their identity, their gender identity, and then begin taking high dosages of the opposite sex hormone, and even further, go through the surgery, and obviously in the meantime, bunk in the bunk, in the showers, in the facilities of the opposite sex. That's where the memo drew the line. You can't do that. If you're a man and you have gender confusion, you could still serve. That alone is not going to disqualify you. Other things might. But if you then begin to act on that, and that begins to affect the people around you and the readiness and the focus of the military.
And the morale.
And the morale, then that's the issue. You know, they even, under Obama, issued a memorandum discussing how men could have a monthly period. Think about that.
It's insanity.
Now, I don't think so.
Men don't have
no
monthly periods. They just don't. I mean,
can you believe you even have to say that?
I mean, it's just crazy. So what are they talking about? This, where they're talking about a woman who's gender confused, who wants to pretend to be a man and therefore bunk with the men. That's a, quote, man who has a monthly period, or a man who can get pregnant. They had to actually issue guidance on how to deal with that.
Sorry, that's not a man.
That's just nonsense when we're talking about
that. Is a lie.
An insult to women.
And then
everybody
in the chain above and in the chain below had to go along with that fictitious notion.
Guys, you're talking about the stress and the pressure of military, putting your life at risk. And you know, if you're having mental issues, you need help. You need counseling. You need help. But you don't need to be put in this situation where you're putting other people's lives at risk.
The military is our first line of defense. It is no place to become a petri dish for San Francisco style social experimentation. It disrupts unit cohesion and troop morale. And the military is our first line of defense. That is not the place to be disrupting unit cohesion and troop morale.
Absolutely. Yeah, the memo from Mattis that Trump put out had three exceptions. If a person is diagnosed with gender dysphoria, that's this gender confusion. If they can demonstrate a period of at least 36 months where they no longer suffer from the psychological condition, and it is a psychological condition, they could serve. Two, those diagnosed with gender dysphoria who do not seek to, quote, transition, that means receive drugs and undergo plastic surgery and other surgery, and are deployable, they are ready, able to serve, those could serve. And then those that have already been serving prior to the effective date, they wouldn't be discharged. Those are the people that came in under the Obama policy. Mm. They ultimately would continue to serve out their term, and then this would be implemented going forward. That's part of the – and so this came under suit. And, of course, the president is the commander-in-chief, has huge authority over the military and the Department of Defense. This memo was considered and implemented, and of course it was sued, and the lower court erroneously blocked it. And the Trump administration appealed it under the Department of Justice, and the court said the lower court judge, Colleen Kohler Cotelli, made a clear error in ruling that the injunction should stay in place, and the court reversed it.
And there's another issue here too, Matt, and that is the issue of separation of powers. Here we have, once again, activist judges interfering with the constitutional authority and duties of the executive branch, of the president. There's no constitutional right for a man to pretend to be a woman. There's no federal protection for the so-called LGBT status. That is not a suspect minority class.
And there's no right to serve in the military.
No, there's not. It's
not
a privilege.
It's a privilege. It's not a social club. It's not a fraternity. It's not something that you have a right to do. There's a lot of people who would like to serve in the military, but they're not either physically or mentally up to the level of the standards, because the military wants men and women who are mentally and physically capable of serving in the military, because after all, it is designed to be a lethal weapon, to be used only when necessary, to ultimately dispatch our men and women to places around the world to give us freedom and protection. And people put their lives on the line. And you want to make sure that your colleagues are mentally and physically capable, and you don't have to be distracted by whether or not, you know, there's a woman in the locker room.
Or think about the families of these military service people.
Yeah, I have two daughters. I don't want, you know, my daughters, when they turn 18, join the military. Most fathers, do they want their daughters showering alongside men? But the military doesn't single out this particular mental disorder, gender dysphoria.
No, there's lots of different
mental disorders. There are a lot of
different
mental disorders and physical disorders that preclude someone from serving.
That's why it's not a right. It's a privilege. You have to be mentally and physically fit. Because after all, I mean, this is a team that is designed to ultimately do one thing, and that is defend our freedom. And they have to be deployed around the world to do that and put their lives on the line. And you want to have a single focus. Mattis in the memo found that there was a substantial risk about military personnel who seek to questioned their gender identity, found that all individuals with a history or diagnosis of gender dysphoria presented a risk to military effectiveness and could undermine readiness, disrupt unit cohesion, and impose an unreasonable burden on the military. that is not conducive to the military effectiveness and lethality. Common sense finally prevailed. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. For more information, you can go to our online store and look at some resources that we have. We also encourage you to pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel to learn more. You can sign up for our regular emails right there on the front page of lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.